Welcome to our next talk, Vicente Aguilera Das. He's going to tell us that we're not only followed by the government, and he shows it with a live demo. So, and hopefully he says everything will go all right today. So give him a warm applause for his talk.
Thanks. Good morning. Well, at this moment, perhaps some of us are being investigated or under investigation without our knowledge. But at the same time, maybe some of us are investigating some other. Okay, we don't have the same infrastructure and resources that the government, but we have access to a lot of information, public information, and we have the tools and we have the knowledge to exploit this information and to generate intelligence, okay? This talk is about, I will speak about a tool that I have developed, Teamfolic, to analyze the public information in social networks, mainly Twitter. And I will talk mainly about 5 points. The first point is about why the social networks are focusing my attention and why I chose Twitter to analyze, okay? The second point is about, how this kind of tools can help you to understand the information and to interpret and to generate intelligence. And the third point is definition or Teamfolic, and I will present some of the main features. And the last part is the most important because I will show a live demo, so I will hope nothing's go wrong, but this is the idea. Okay, why? Why is important to analyze social networks? Mainly because nowadays, if we want to know what happens in the world in real time, we need to monitor the social networks, okay? And earthquake and a terrorist attack, social event, all is in the social networks, and we can access this information and we can exploit this information. This is the most important part, to exploit this information. Okay, and why I chose Twitter? Because between all the social networks, Twitter have a lot of activity, not only because this social network have a lot of users, because it's very easy to post a tweet, and it's very fast. We need only a few seconds to post a tweet. And the second reason is because the most part of the content in Twitter is public. It's public information, so we can access. The third reason is because the most content in Twitter is text. So we know how to exploit the text, how to extract the information. So it's a good network to analyze. Okay, how can help Teamfolic to investigative purposes? Well, regardless of the type of investigation, basically exist three main types or targets for our analysis. The first one is individual. For example, it's maybe interesting for us to know who is behind an Twitter account, or, for example, what are the relationships with other people, or we can predict where this individual will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Okay, this is important. So the second group is an organization. We can investigate an organization, for example, a company or a terrorist group or a community. Okay, so we can ask something like, who are part of this organization? Or, for example, what are the relationships between the members of this community? Okay, and the third target of analysis is a place or a specific location. For example, we can need to know which people are in the Eiffel Tower at this moment, or what media content are posting the users at this place. Okay, so Teamfully can extract all this kind of information. So this information is useful for several purposes. For example, for security forces, obviously, for intelligence analysts, for journalists, for security pen testers, for social engineering, and so on. But not only is useful for professionals, is useful only for us, for everyone, because we need to know what is the exposure of our information. Okay, it's important. It is important for our privacy. Okay, so what is Teamfolic? Teamfolic is a tool that I have developed a few years ago. I am working with this tool, and now I released the last version. It's a specific version for this camp, and it's a tool that I write it's coding in Python, and it's open source, so you can download the code and you can modify and you can improve this tool, and you can use for your benefit. So it's a social media intelligence tool. So this tool can extract information not only for Twitter, also for different social networks, but mainly for Twitter, and collect a large volume of information of tweets for the timeline of a user, in the global timeline, and is able to extract interesting information and to format this information in a form that we can easily interpret and generate intelligence. The requirements to install this tool are basically Python, obviously, and TwiAPI. TwiAPI is a Python library to access the Twitter API. Okay, Jinja2 is another library for that I use for the template for the output HTML. We need WAF tokens for the authentication with the Twitter API. Okay. So you can download from this tool from my website, and also it's included in several Linux distributions like Buscador or Kane or Black Arch, okay? And, well, as input for this tool, you can have three options. You can have a user, for example. We can analyze a user, a Twitter user. We can analyze a place, a specific location. You can enter the coordinates of a place. And you can search for content, for text, or for media content, okay? So, and the result is an HTML report, but also you can generate output in several formats, for example, in CSV, and you can import this data in other formats, in other platforms, and you can generate a key email for import the data in Google Earth, for example. Okay. The last version, as I can say previously, is the 2.1, is released yesterday, and I have developed for mainly four new features that I will show in the last part of this conference. And I think it's a tool that you can use for several purposes. This is the output for the help. As you can see, we have a lot of parameters, so it's important to know every parameter and how we can combine the parameters to exploit with more powerful the capacity of this tool. Okay, so this is the header of the HTML report for a user, for example, for the Central Intelligence Agency, and we can see some specific information for this account, and we can see the menu for the different features, some of the main features of this tool. Okay, as you can use the tool in a console, in a terminal. Okay, at this moment, I don't have a graphical interface, so you need to be able to use the terminal. And you can search information about the user. For example, where is the home of this user? This tool is able to answer this question, or about the place, specifying the coordinates for a specific location. And about content, for example, we can filter in the timeline, in the global timeline, for a specific keywords, or we can share for media content, or we can share for the original tweets, no retweets, and so on. Okay. Okay. About what information we can extract about the user? Well, we can extract a lot of data, and we need to analyze this information, because intelligence is different from the data. Okay, the data is the first step, and we need to analyze this information, and we need to generate intelligence. So we can extract basic information about this account, for example, the Twitter ID, the location for this user, the status of his geolocation, or how many times this user is listed in for by other users. Okay, or we can identify which applications are using this user. For example, you are using Instagram or Flickr or Facebook or Runkeeper or similar. Which devices are you using? For example, an iPad or an iPhone or Mac, Android or similar. And which is the use frequency for every application and for every device, okay? So we can, for example, identify if a user how many users are behind a Twitter account, for example, analyzing this kind of information. And we can extract hashtags and user mentions and likes. It's interesting to know about what is speaking this about which keywords are using this user or this organization? What are the relations? And we can filter for the text. For example, we can analyze the word frequency. For example, which are the words most used for by this user, and which is the frequency. We can know what are the visit places for this user. We can, for example, identify if this user is traveling from Barcelona to Paris and after to London, and we can know how many days are staying in every place. For example, in Barcelona, it's staying for 5 days, after travel to Paris for 2 days, and after a week in London. And we need, maybe we need to know how is traveling. For example, if the user is using a flight or a car, or is working, for example, we can generate this kind of intelligence, okay? And we can identify the identity in other social networks. For example, if this user is registered in Foursquare, in Facebook, or in 20 social networks, more or less, at this time, and we can analyze the followers and friends. We can extract all the followers and all the friends, and with all the features that the Twitter API can allow. For example, we can extract all the followers for a member of a terrorist organization, and we can identify relationships between different organizations or between members of the same organization, okay? And we can extract also all the conversations or for a user. For example, we can identify all the conversations in similar to WhatsApp or a chat, and we can identify with people we are speaking. Okay, this is about the user, some of the most important things, but also we can extract information about the place. For example, we can search for in this place, we can search for which hashtags or which users are in this place, or in a specific location, and we can identify the users. We can identify all the information, all the media content, or all the relationships between these users. Okay, and also we can search information about the global timeline, not for any specific user, not for any specific location, but we are searching information in the global timeline. Okay. Well, so this is the moment for play with Team Forik. I will show only some of the functions because the features because Team Forik is complex to use, and okay. Okay, I have connection, internet connection. This is the help, okay? A lot of parameters that we can combine to improve the power, okay? So, for example, you can extract information about the location. For example, we make a search for people in the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, my city, okay? We are searching for the coordinates, okay? And we copy the coordinates.
So we are searching for these coordinates, and one kilometer from this specific location, okay? And we can analyze, for example, only the last 20 tweets posting in this location, from the most recent to the older, okay? Maybe can extract. Sorry? Please. Search. Oh, it's correct. Yes. Search. Okay. 5 kilometers and 100 tweets. I'm sharing the connection of my mobile device, so it's not a good connection. But now we are analyzing the last 100 tweets posted in this location, and we will show how we can identify different users. Okay, for example. This is the report. Okay, and they are the tweets posting in these coordinates in a radio of 5 kilometers. We can identify the date and time and the specific coordinates, the media content, and the application used. Okay, for example, Instagram in this case. We can view the tweet, and this is the user that post the tweet. For example, we can view the picture directly, or we can view the tweet. Okay. This is Instagram. Okay. We can view the user profile, or we can request for the coordinates to view in Google Maps this place. Okay, this tweet is in this location. Okay. And we can see also not only images, also videos, for example. You can see videos, interesting. Okay. And this is a part. Also, we can identify these users in which social network are registered. Okay, for example, we can geolocate these users. This user, for example, have have an account in Twitter and Instagram, and the picture is different. The image of his profile is different. So, and the name can be different also. For example, Discoco and Eventos Ecomóvil. So, I am not searching for the image or the username. So, we cannot have false positives. Maybe we can have false negatives, but not false positives. Okay, we can identify also the hashtags that this user are using in several social networks to see about what is speaking this user, and also we can identify not only the people that have
the geolocation enabled in his device, but also people that are tagged by another user. For example, these users are in Instagram, the first column, are users that are in Instagram and don't have the geolocation enabled, okay? But this user is tagged by this other user, okay? In this date and time, in this picture, in this image, for example, we can see the image, and we can see the tweet. The tweet have a picture in Instagram. We can enter in Instagram. We can see the same picture, okay? Okay, so it's important to know that our privacy not depends also on third party, okay? Maybe we are aware of the importance of our security and of our privacy, but maybe our friend is not have this conscience about security or privacy, okay? So a lot of people only analyzing the last 100 tweets, okay? So this is an example. Also, for example, we can search information about a user, for example, Chris DPS3, for example. Chris DPS3. We can search, for example, information about his account, about the source applications, or about hashtags and mentions and media content that is posting this user in the last, for example, 100 tweets. Obviously, we can analyze, we can extract more information if we analyze all his timeline, all the tweets of a user, or large volume or tweets. But for this demo, we can use, and for this connection, we can use only the last 100 tweets. Okay. So now, Team Folic is searching in the timeline of this user, and is analyzing all the content of all these tweets, and are extracting the most important information, and are collecting, and we will display this information in an HTML report. Okay. So we can also specify the name of the report, but by default is teamfolic.html. Okay, so this is the user, this is his profile. We can see the picture. And this is have a lot of activity, more than 10 tweets by day. Is from Madrid. Fuenlabrada is a city from Madrid. Have the geolocation enabled? It's true. Okay. Maybe you can. And we can search, for example, for apps. Is Twitter is using basically Twitter for Android? It's an Android user. Also, it's an Instagram user, but basically, it's posting the tweets from the client for Android. Okay. We can also see the first use of this device. Okay.
For example, Instagram is using in this date, and we can view the first tweet posting by this device, okay? And the last tweet, for example, we can see the hashtags. This is the hashtags that users are posting in the last 100 tweets, classified by date and time, how many retweets and likes. We can see the tweet. This is the user, so this is a retweet because we are searching information by this user. You have another color for this row, for the row of the Twitter or that user that we are analyzing at this moment. Also, we can see all the hashtags in his timeline. Okay, so we can have an idea of which topics are speaking to this user, for example. Okay. Also, we can in this case we have a row for every tweet. Okay, so maybe a hashtag is repeated in different tweets. So here we have every hashtag, the date for every hashtag, when is using this hashtag, okay, between in this period, and how many retweets, likes, and count, okay? For example, Dia de la Amistad, Champions League, and so on, okay? And also we can see the last or the top, the hashtags most used by this user in his timeline, okay? So you have this information. And the same is similar for the user mentions, okay? We can identify all the user mentions for this user. We can see the tweet, we can see the mention, the profile, okay? We can see every picture or video or tweet. We can see also have a lot of user mentions. We can also every user mention, how many times are mentioned this user, okay, between the period of time and the same information that the hashtag, okay? And also we have the most user mentions, okay? So maybe, surely, these users are friends or have a relationship with the target of analysis, okay? Well, also, we have information about the media, okay? For example, the images and video that this user are posting in his timeline. For example, this picture from Instagram, several retweets, several likes. This is the user that have posted this this content, this media content. And in the other column, we have okay, this is the column for the original user that are posting this tweet, and this is the user who make a retweet, okay? So we can identify also platforms or applications, Mapper or Twitter for iPhone, okay? We can identify little details in a picture. So we can identify the exact location, or we can identify some
keyword or some picture that is useful for our, investigation. Okay. And well, we have out of information only with the request about the last 100 tweets. So you can imagine all the information that we can start analyzing all his timeline, okay? But we can start more information. For example, about the same user, we can start information about the last 10 locations, the last 10 visitor locations, okay? Well, sorry, I will start by default. The tool analyzed the last 200 tweets, but for this demo, we analyze only, for example, 20 tweets. Okay? So, tool is executing the operation, it's analyzing, okay? Finish it, we can access to the report. And now we can see the geolocation information. Well, only one tweet in the last 20 tweets, but we can start, sorry, I will use another user with more information, for example, Steve Wozniak, with 200 tweets. It's very fast. We have analyzing 200 tweets and extract and collecting and analyzing information. Okay, this is the account of the profile image of Steve Wozniak. Steve Wozniak have enabled his geolocation. Okay, so we consult the, we request the, okay. We see the different different tweets with his coordinates and the application. For example, this tweet is posting in this location. Okay. So if you analyze large volume of tweets, you can predict his the next movements for this user. For example, you can identify Sponti is posting also media content. Okay, but we have more information. Another section in the report, we have the route that this user has followed in the last days. For example, have a lot of activity this user from. Now, this user is in San Jose, but during two days, previously is in Los Gatos, San Jose, California, and other cities that I can I cannot pronounce. And we can see all the we can follow the trip of this user. Okay, maybe this is interesting for our investigation. To follow this user, or to see which cities are visiting this user. Okay, but also we have information about the top locations. This is important because if you are posting tweets, a lot of tweets from the same location
every day in the night, for example. This location surely is your home, okay? So you are revealing your home, your workplace, your favorite restaurant, and so on, only following few tweets, okay? For example, this user is, we are analyzing, remember, we are analyzing only 200 tweets, so this information can have, not exactly or more, but this is useful, okay? We can see that this user is posting information, posting tweets all the days, in every moment of the day, in every day. This is in red color is the day that I'm posting more tweets. So Tuesday is very active, this user from this location. And we can view the place. Or this is okay. This is a park. Maybe we have a shop, or is a favorite place for this user. Okay, this location is also interesting because a lot of tweets are posting here. This is the home of Steve Wozniak. Okay. So it's a very big house. Okay. So you can predict the next places for this user, or you can see, okay, every Friday this user is in this restaurant, so you can go to the restaurant Friday at this time, and maybe you can find this user. Okay. Well, we can extract more information, for example, about news agencies, for example, CNN. We can extract, for example, the last or the 25 words most used by this agency in the last 300 tweets, for example. Okay, this is interesting because we can compare this information, for example, an United States agency and an Russian agency. Okay, and we can compare about the topics. Okay, for example. CNN, location enabled, okay. This is the word frequency. This tool also drop empty words in English and Spanish. For example, articles or preposition are dropped. So I try to select only the important words, okay? For example, CNN is speaking about Trump a lot. It's the most used word, but also president, plans, military, China, Google, Venezuela, okay? Korea. Well, now I will compare with that's, I think is that's a ref edge. That is an, no, I don't remember the, sorry, one moment. That's agency news. TASS agency, okay, it's a Russian agency news with the words in English. Okay. So we are searching for the last 300 tweets. And okay. And this is the report. That's word frequency. Well, this is not speaking about Donald Trump. This is speaking Russia, sanctions, Kremlin, army, anti-Russian, Putin. Okay, we can. This is only one example, but we can analyze. The most important is to analyze large volume of data. Okay. We can search also information about, well, not about the place. We can make an example about, we can search in the global timeline, not for a specific user, not for a specific place. We can search, for example, tweets in the global timeline that contains SHA, this hashtag, and also media content. Okay? In the last 300 tweets. Maybe you are posting about this event or this conference. Okay, we are analyzing in the global timeline 200 tweets at this moment. I hope you have a better connection. Okay, so in the last 300 tweets, we found 97 tweets with this criteria. Okay. So, your tweets not. Okay, this is the tweets. We are searching for tweets with this hashtag and with media content, okay? The date and time, so we can search media content. Okay. So it's another form of identify users that are in a location and don't have the geolocation enabled, okay? For example, different users. For example, we can identify the most used application in this camp. For example, if we are Android users or Apple users, for example. Okay. They are retweets, okay? This is a retweet, but we can filter also by the original tweets or retweets, for example. Okay. No tweets about this conference, that is not good. Okay. Or maybe it's good, it depends on the point of view. And okay, this is an example. We can see the tweet. For example, we can search no retweets media the last 100 to identify the original tweets, the original users that posted these tweets. Okay. No, we don't have retweets, only original tweets. So it's also important to, we have media content. Okay. Okay, this is an example of the kind of things that we can identify. If you are interested in more details about this tool, in 2 hours, more or less, I will teach in a workshop about how to use this tool for with all the parameters and combination, okay, and real case. So that is all. Thank you for your time. Okay, and if you have any questions? Thanks.
So there's another 5 minutes for question and answer. Does anybody have a question for Vicente?
Hi, can you hear me? Yeah, you show in one of the HTML reports, you had like red Twitters and blue Twitters. Yeah. What's the difference?
Yes. The difference is that the red color indicates that this day the user is posting the most of the tweets. For example, okay, you can post 20 tweets in a week, but the Friday you post the most of the tweets, 12 tweets this day, so it's marked in red color. The blue color is that this day are posting tweets, and if you don't have colors, this day is without tweets. Okay.
Next.
Hi. You have only shown output into HTML files. Is there also an option to output the data into a database or a graph database?
At this moment, the information is not stored in a database. But in a future, in a near future, yes, because it's important to store this information and to correlate this information with previous experiences. Okay.
So is there another question? Nobody? Well, give a warm applause for Vicente.
Thank you very much.